everything seems important right now. So Vandana and Sarita and family, to publicly be able to share is such a healing event. And in the U.S., you know, it's pretty much we hand over a lot of our ill ones to the white coats, and we have other people do all the work, you know, and we're surrounded by strangers. So to watch this go down so naturally and such faith in such faith in that we know how to take care of each other, and it doesn't come down to numbers. And so there's so many stories behind that. But for you all to be sitting here tonight to answer to a prayer from myself and Mia, you know, it just seems so right. And then to look at all the generations, and I know all the daughters were listening to every inkling of the belief system of your family, which goes back to the soil in India. And when I first met your dad, he was mourning the loss of your mom. And, you know, from that minute on, that mourning process, he took a lot of us for a ride. And it was wonderful because I'll think of your dad as in bare feet and on the earth. So I knew he was going to be better. I knew he would mourn. He would give it up to the earth. And then he would come back around here. And sure enough, there was a camp to come back to. This was one of his favorite places. And one of the little parts I played in his life, I would get soil because he loved working his hands in the soil and just give him some of that and just to watch the excitement. But that helped build our relationship. You know, it was the mineral of our relationship in a way, that soil. And through that, Vandana, I got to walk in your home, and I felt the peace and I felt the place for your dad. You know, so being a dad's the best thing I ever did in my life. It was the hardest and it was the best. And so as you spoke, the way you honored your dad and your mother, and the way Harshita spoke in terms of honoring your parent, we don't have to get along with each other to pass on honor and respect. And so I don't talk cheap. I don't have a lot of fat on my words. But I asked your dad, he kept saying, "You keep talking about Indian people. I'm Indian. I don't understand." You know. So I know he's one of those guys, you know, you can't tell him, you got to show him. So I said, "I'll show you." And beautiful Rajesh was standing there, younger, right? Young Rajesh. And he said, "We'll go together. I'll take care of him." And it's a place where you have to take care of the elders because there's not much there. It's, you know, 8 hours from here. It's called Pitt River Nation, P-I-T. It's a strong nation. If you hear of Alcatraz, if you hear a Wounded Knee, if you hear of any of these places, these are the people from all of the United States. They go to Pitt River because Pitt River knows how to protect their air. They know how to protect their water. They'll give up their life for the earth. And they still are that way. If there's ever another Wounded Knee, it will be at Pitt River. So our connection's deep. So your dad didn't ask about any details. Sleeping bag, what he was going to eat, nothing. He just wanted to sit in the front seat like a kid and watch us drive up there as a caravan, as a nation, as a village. And why were we going there? We were going there to cut wood for the elders so they could be warm at night, because there's not heat, you know, living off the earth. And I think of, because your dad was willing to do that, Somik and Geet have followed, and they blessed the cemetery. We're a young nation, even Indian nations, you know, maybe 10,000 years old. We look to the east. all the lodges, the sacred lodges, are built to the east. So that light can come in. The sun comes up in the east. When the light comes in, understanding come and fear leaves. And Soma can deep honored your father, and it's so appropriate you were at the hospital and he raised a little with you, you know. When we found out your dad was in the hospital, I like to cut flowers every week for my son who died 20 years ago. That's one of my rituals. So I was so excited and told Mia, I'm going to get flowers. And she looked and said, the hospital doesn't want you to bring flowers. So the first thing I saw was stone, a big stone from the strongest mountains in North America, the Sierras, the backbone. So I brought one of those stones on my back many years ago. So I brought that to the hospital because your dad is a mountain for many people in this room. And the mountain doesn't move when circumstances change. Your dad knew how to be a mountain and it made everyone feel safe. At the same time, you know, your dad had baby qualities. So there were 70 to 80 people in Pitt River. And at the end of the ceremony, it was 2 days of work and counsel, sitting around the fire talking for hours about what is the message we want to take to all the other villages. We've been doing this for 36 years, taking a message that all life is sacred, water is precious, these sorts of things. What the grandmas, the medicine people, the warrior society told us to do. So your dad was part of the circle, so he was surrounded by warriors, he was surrounded by visionaries, leaders, teachers. This is not an audience that you just ask a friend to talk to, because you want to take care of your friend. And you want to make sure your friend is ready. Because words mean a lot. They got to follow your feet. It's got to be in your way of life where people will see through that. The night before we cleaned ourselves in the sweat lodge. In the sweat lodge, we take the rocks that have been spit out of the belly of Mother Earth, volcanic rocks, and you heat them for 3 or 4 hours. Then you go into the womb of Mother Earth, the lodge, with the animal skins, and the fireman brings the rocks in one at a time. You close it, and you throw water on there, and it goes to 300 degrees. We ask your father to witness that, to pray for us, and hear our songs. That was preparation for him. So the next day, as we were closing camp, everyone had spoken in the circle. Equality. You know, everyone has a place. No one felt alone. The trees surrounded us. It's bear country. It's mountain lion country. You know, it's a place a horse runs free. Your dad didn't miss any of that. There are men and women there, children there, elders there. And at the end, I asked the elders for permission. I said, can my friend Ganoba close this meeting? Ganoba stood up to show that respect. And he started crying and weeping. His hands, his big hands, his raw hands went to his knees. He was trying to get his breath. He was in so much pain. He felt our pain. He felt Earth's pain. He felt the rocks' pain. He felt the ancestors' pain. And as he wept, people looked at each other, started weeping, and we knew he was one of us. Then he stood up straight with that back, you know, that back of a visionary, that back who's carried so many people. And he started talking about, your pain is our pain. Indian pain in India from colonization. We have that pain. You have that pain from colonization. And he didn't go political. He went human. He brought us all together. So when your dad passed on, that's about the time the people he was speaking to wake up in the morning. They wake up and they cut 1 inch by 1 inch, 100% cotton, red dye. You start putting tobacco in the prayer ties, and you start tying the prayer ties. And for each prayer tie, you say a name, you offer a prayer. If you lose your focus, you put it down, pick it up again. So I know people who live this way. And so I went to me and said, we have to tell the elders. We have to tell our teachers. So right away, that's what we did. And those people that were at the fire, they offer your family condolences. They hurt, like I hurt. And I'm not going to hurry and try to let that hurt go. You know, I don't go to the heavens right now. Your dad's going to heavens. I stay down here. So it'll be hard on me. It'll be hard on us. I understand that. But where I come from, what I'm taught is that hardship is purification. It will clean me up to be a better person. And that's what your father expects of me. I know friendship didn't come cheap for him. Even though everyone was his friend, you know, he was a body puncher. He didn't give me a free pass. I don't think he gave anyone. So those elders, you know, for 4 days they'll pray for your father, for each of the directions. And they'll offer their tobacco to the fire, and the smoke will take the prayers to the Creator. And in the end, we're all very happy we met your father, and that he'll be on the other side with the ancestors, and he'll greet us. You know, we'll come back together. That's the prophecy. Om Atah Kyaseh.